The wheel. The greatest misperception regarding the wheel is that sometimes, if used properly and in specific ways, the wheel works for humans. That a wheel rolls in the direction that a particular human or a group of humans, including cargo, wishes to go. This is not so. Everything and everyone always works for the wheel. The wheel is the incarnation of time, which is simultaneity, which paradoxically requires the non-existence of time. The highly valued commodities known as delivery, movement, and arrival can only be paid for with these exacting, non-fluctuating currencies: loss, stasis, and departure. The subtlest and surest of tramplers, the wheel's footprint is narrow within any given line, and yet its pressure is constant within that line, all of the time. Further, as concerns the surface, warnings of impending pressure are confined to the briefest fragment of anteriority. Only those molecules at closest proximity may herald to their forward neighbors that the wheel has come, is coming, to meet them. Thus, the wheel claims the highest pedigree, its progenitors none other than time and gravity, themselves the progenitors of all roundness within the single song known as the universe. Perhaps the desert will tell you so. You will come to know the very nature of being as round, or, as the philosophers say, cyclical. The wheel moves in time with gravity, edges and appendages wearing away. The new emerges only as the wheel itself breaks, as pieces, chunks, and shards are recast as their own stable centers. Within time and inside gravity, these newer centers accrete edges and appendages. Thereby all are forced to respond. By collision, pressure, friction, or the act of aspiring to the roundness within and the roundness without. We are all, always, in the employ of the wheel, no matter the illusions of machinists, rovers, peasants, industrialists, and kings.